No disagreement too petty. No topic too autistic. No debate too retarded. This is In Fight Tonight. Howdy, everybody, and welcome to In Fight Tonight. I am your host, Gordon Call, and with me today, I have Dresden and Mud and Rockman. Say hello, fellas.
Hello, fellas.
Howdy, fellas.
Okay. And this is sort of an experimental show. We've been talking about this for a little while. We wanted to have just kind of a fun argument about something inconsequential or potentially very consequential, depending on how you look at it. And I figure we can just introduce, maybe have Dresden introduce it, since this is sort of a, like, you know, Dresden has a position and Mud and Rockman is opposed. So it makes sense for Dresden to put the position forward, I think.
All right. Well, I don't know how much of a committed position I have. I'm not cucking. I haven't been drinking this time. The original thing I put out there was just saying that it's entirely possible that the massive amount of robocalls and spam emails and shit. But everybody kind of just deletes those or they get filtered out. But with the calls, I feel like I get a lot more than anybody else I know, or at least I just complain about it a lot more. So I think that some of that is probably related to having certain political beliefs. And I think that the idea that you can rule out involvement by the federal government is, I don't know, I think it's kind of short-sighted to think that they wouldn't just throw everything they have at the wall, try to make something stick. So, yeah, okay, robocalls are feds, or at least some of them.
So your contention is that the negress in, excuse me, the black lady in Atlanta who calling me about my extended warranty is definitely a fed.
Just as an aside, we are on DLive, so avoid slurs if possible. That includes in the chat, and don't do end towers in the chat, please, because they'll ban us. Thanks. If it happens, it happens, but, you know.
We'll keep them to a minimal.
Thank you.
I'll do my best.
So your contention is that all of the Pajits, all of the, you know, Southern blacks running call centers and all that, they're all contractors of Black Cube and Mossad?
Well, not all of them. We've all been getting robocalls. I mean, people have gotten, we've got spam calls for decades. We've had call lists and all that stuff. So obviously this is not, and I got them when I was 20 and I was a neocon. So I wouldn't have thought back then that I was being surveilled in some way, but no, I would say some of them, I don't think there's any reason to think that they aren't. I think they throw everything they have at the wall because they can't get, the best they can do is some MAGA-tard, you know, with a can on his lap, as far as something interesting to say about them combating the evil right wing in the country. So I don't think it's that outlandish to think that they're going to, what else are they going to have the African-American vibrant woman of color? What else are they going to have her do if she's at the FBI? They gotta get that box checked. So what is she going to do? Is she going to analyze code in some way?
More effective ways of harassing you over the phone than just calls that I don't even answer anymore. I mean, I see an unknown number, I don't answer it. I wait for a voicemail or I just block it.
Well, that's fair enough. Like I said, I don't think it's all of them. But I mean, like, I don't...
What percentage? What percentage do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. What percentage are feds or are bad actors? Now, let me rephrase that. How many are, just feds? Because they're all bad actors if they're telemarketers.
86%.
No. 86%.
No. That's a power move. That's a very powerful statement. I approve of that.
All of them.
All of them.
Well, no, we've had the no call lists and stuff going on in the past. And in the 10 minutes of prep I did on this, the FBI are the ones who seem to address the issue, and the issue doesn't get addressed because we're all still getting these calls. So all of them are related to you know, the way that the federal government either fails in their duty or tries to enable people to do, you know, shitty and annoying things. Some of which could be just hunting for information.
I didn't do any prep for this evening. I've been out feeding sheep until about 10 minutes ago. But
who does
about
prep?
About five years ago. Yeah, preps for pussies. But I did prep 5 years ago when I was Googled. When I was trying to help my grandmother with her telemarketer spam. Now, granted, this might support your point. I was getting freshly red pilled at the time, and I was living with her while I was going to school. So it's fully possible that she was, getting the butt end of the Fed stick, as it were, because I was getting red pilled and living in her address. But the thing I found is that you get like 2 year cycles of these calls. So they'll go through a cycle if it's really bad for like 2 years, then they'll calm down for 6 months because the FBI will finally figure out whatever technological means they're doing to get around the no call list or whatever it is, right? At the time, it was server farms running calls out of India where the feds couldn't get them until eventually I think it was like some economic pressure was brought on India and India finally started cracking down on it. So it seems less. I mean, these things are very lucrative too. I mean, if you make 100 calls in a day, you just need one grandmother to agree to send you, you know, $350 worth of Steam cards or iTunes cards or whatever for it to be profitable, or for, you know, two or three, you know, old boomers to give you their credit card info for a car warranty that doesn't exist because they're senile and they don't know any better. I don't know. I'm all for accusing the feds of things they never did, but it seems like Occam's razor would say this is just, you know, lovely diversity rearing its head again.
On the other hand, I have anecdotal evidence with no evidence, like actual evidence.
The best kind of evidence.
Yeah, that I've been told by Magnus, one of the other hosts on Americanner.org, a great network with great shows that you should all listen to. He said that after he got red-pilled and started, listening to podcasts and going on TRS and other things like that, he started getting way more spam calls. How do you answer that?
I think I won.
Okay, here's the question. What the podcast he was going on, how secure were their phone number storage units at the time? This is the real question. How much can we trust TRS to protect our phone numbers that we don't give them anyway, but the phone numbers that presumably he must have given out?
Wait, you didn't have to send Sven your social security number to get on the paywall?
He asked for nudes. I don't know. It was weird. I didn't question it too much, though.
It was just foot pics with me.
Oh, nice. Nice. You got off easy.
I really do. Usually.
Okay, you degenerate.
Okay, so both of you actually have some anecdotal evidence that it's not completely insane that these kind of shitty groups, they can't get anything. That was kind of my whole point to begin with. I might have been it was kind of an in vino veritas kind of thing because I was drinking that night, I'm not gonna lie, but I still
that was
I don't
a good
see
night
it
in that chat.
Define good. But it was, you know, and then I mean, right now, okay, I have my phone in my hand. I'm not going to lie. And I'm just looking at what happened with, literally, I'm looking at a headline right here that says, local Muslims feel targeted in FBI cold calls. February 2017. Basically.
Will you send a link to that in the chat?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What's a chat?
Sorry. Are you too much of a boomer to post a link? Is that what's happening here?
I don't use Skype.
Threema.
And I don't use anything, man. Come on. I don't use my phone. Can't do that. They're watching us.
Ambrose is demanding that you drink, Dresden. You apparently are not entertaining enough because you're not drunk.
I have an original 2FYT Rush Limbaugh mug filled to the brim with ice and rum right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's some.
I could go grab my bottle
of
Everclear out of the deep freeze and just start drinking that straight. If that would make
you
feel better.
God damn, do you hate yourself that much?
I mean, yeah, but also it's cheap.
That's fair. That's fair. That's true too.
Well, so you want me to swill some vodka and start yelling about COINTELPRO?
Yes, please.
Yes. keep going. I have my Bluetooth headphones on. I'm gonna go grab the Everclear and come back.
Okay, we're doing this.
Send me that link. I want to scan it real quick. I want to see what you're talking about.
Oh, no, it's, like I said, it was the only thing. Hold on.
Yeah. So
a little rough.
I'll cover the dead air here real quick.
Yeah, please.
So at the end of the day, your position is that a good, we'll call it 50-50% of these calls for most of our guys are going to be feds, right? Is that roughly what you're saying? Like, you think it's probably, it's more common amongst our guys. Is that what you're saying?
I would say it's way more common among our guys.
See, I don't know if I agree with that though. Cause my last job I was working, it was like a factory type job. It was between works. So I was just picking up work where I could find it. And my last job, I was working with this real chill Mexican dude. He and I were kind of running the production in the back of one of his factories. And he was getting spam calls all the time because we have a speaker hooked up to his phone and we were just, you know, bumping music and whatnot. And we'd be bumping music, but it would get cut off constantly because of all these spam calls. And I
okay,
mean,
I'm back with the Everclear.
Maybe they tagged his his phone as like being near mine and they wanted to just fuck with him too because they figured he was, you know, right there. But at the end of the day, I mean, it feels like, granted, he was a Trump supporter, so maybe they're just going after, you know, anyone vaguely right wing. That's an interesting experiment. I could start polling a lot of these Republicans I deal with on a day-to-day basis and see if they get a larger number of spam calls than, say, Democrats do. That's interesting.
Of course they do. No, that's not, I'm not even going to argue that. If you're doing it down political lines, whether you, like, I consider my views to be right wing. I consider the Republican Party to be right breast. If you're cutting you cut the bird right down the middle, people on the right are getting the lion's share of all this shit because who are the feds actually going to protect from the Pajit selling you a car warranty? They're not going to, they know. It's just the idea that they don't, it's applying one digit to someone's information, a D or an R.
Right.
They know where everybody falls down. My wife and I talk about how, like, our comforter is getting a little bit worn out and she gets Facebook ads out the ass about natural sheets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you think that they don't know that she's right wing from the way she.
I bought a gym membership last week or 2 weeks ago. And I've been, you know, researching diets and all that, getting back into like lifting now that my knee's healed. And, yeah, no, like all of my ads now are like, you need to try Cachava, the healthiest, you know, meal replacement shake, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so bad. All right, so I'm reading this article here. So it looks like the FBI was calling people, but they were identifying themselves as FBI, right?
That's, well, yeah.
Okay, all right. So what's the purpose of the non-identified call? Is it just one more vector of harassment?
Well, one thing I do know is that the FBI, if you were to Google, because I did Google this, it was back when we were having the argument, you know, on the chat. And if you Google, like, something about the FBI warning people about fake FBI agents calling them, you get lots of stories. The FBI seems like they constantly, once a quarter at least, for the last 20 years, have had to say, look, if somebody calls you and they say they're FBI, they're not. Well, okay. So then if it was them calling you, it's not likely that they would say, hi, I'm an FBI agent. They might say something to the effect of, what year, make and model is your vehicle? Because I have a warranty here for you. They might say, how far do you drive? They might say,
They're just trying to ID themselves or not trying to get you to ID yourself without IDing them.
Of course.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying it's effective. I'm not saying it's smart necessarily, but COINTELPRO, goddammit, they have to do anything they can, and that's what they do. That's what I believe. I don't
I don't know though. I mean, like, they can identify my phone just by like going through their back door with AT&T or Verizon or whoever your service provider is.
That's true.
I mean, that's easy. I mean, shit. I mean, they just have to look at my Google account, you know, my personal Google account or whatever. You know, there's any number of ways where, I mean, shoot, Google and Facebook both. I don't have a Facebook account, but Google and Facebook both, their early rounds of funding were, was that InQtel, I think it's what it's called, the CIA's venture capital fund. I mean, it's not like the government lacks ways of identifying you. I mean, they probably have 30 different ways of identifying you.
And then there's the NSA just illegally wiretapping your shit anyway.
Yeah, of course. But if they're wiretapping you and you, I mean, like I said, this is a throw everything at the wall situation. So I don't see any. I don't see how paranoid it is to say, look, they have one enemy. They ignore everything else. They have one enemy, and it's effectively me. So what are they going to do with their time?
Dresden.
No, I get that, but I feel like there's more effective ways of using those Pajits, those Southern Black ladies' time than call farms just ringing
the
phone off.
The Maybe the Pajits.
Hold on, I have a question. That's Dresden. It,
yo.
How many of these guys have you seen like following you? Right? Like when you walk around, are they
the numbers, Mason? The numbers, what do they mean, Mason?
All of them.
No, I don't feel like I've ever been followed.
Are you sure you're not being gang stalked? Like Jack from Ascending the Spectrum isn't in your closet right now watching you.
Are you familiar with the subreddit r/gangstalking, Dresden?
No, I'm not being stalked.
Have you seen black helicopters flying above you recently?
Actually, I saw like four yesterday. It was a lot for one day. But no.
Yeah, but
I don't know if that was about me. I was in some populous areas. It could have been about anybody.
Yeah, I used to see black helicopters more in my old place, and it was because it was like a very diverse area. And I eventually realized it was just like local sheriff's department chasing somebody.
Oh, I thought you meant they were like African American helicopters, like they were helicopters that played basketball and
no.
Didn't pay child support.
I don't know, like Kobe kind of proved that African men should not be on helicopters.
He got to the Kobe before.
Dude, I had a black coworker who would like take wild jump shots in trash cans with rolls of paper towels and whatnot, and he'd miss all the time. And I'd say, "Oh, you shoot about as well as Kobe lands," and he always got real butthurt about it. It's very funny. But
do you think Kobe said Kobe as he crashed?
Oh, probably I would. Yeah. Shoot, you got 2 seconds to make that call. Hell yeah! Now I think the pilot did. Back when I was like really on the Trump train, back like 2016, right after I got red pilled, I thought Trump was, you know, the God Emperor and all that. There was a website called Anonymous Conservative, which I still read from time to time. The daily news briefs are interesting, if nothing else.
I didn't realize you were gay. I'm sorry. I apologize to the chat. I didn't mean to bring a homosexual conservative onto this chat.
With Jack
Donovan, don't be like this is a big moment.
It went really well, and I ended up in a hotel room with a sore rear end. I don't know what to say.
Did you see Lindsey Graham's ladybugs? Did that happen?
Yeah, something like that. But the
talk website, about pulling the lever for the R.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm on it.
The website is Anonymous Conservative, and it's interesting because it's like Q-tard shit, but the guy has some kind of intelligence training because he's talking about all kinds of stuff that you don't really hear about outside of intelligence circles. And he's talking about it in a way that is pretty clearly like he has some knowledge of what he's talking about. And but he talked about like gang stalking type stuff, and it reminded me a lot of what Dresden said. But even he never quite went to the level of telemarketers are, you know, federal agents harassing me. And I was wondering if that was something you'd picked up from him or someone liked him, or that is this entirely your brainchild?
No, actually, it was a thought that I had that day, because I got so many, and I'm still getting them, but I got so many in such a short amount of time. And
I could buy that the FBI is sending like rowdy black women in to smash up CVSs in white areas. You know, I could see that.
That's crazy.
I could see that happening, just trying to trigger some kind of, because what will happen is that the FBI goes into like a local town, or the Justice Department rather has like a racial component to it. Like it has like a department in the Justice Department, and their sole job is like racial shakedowns, right? So they'll go to like a small town in Texas, like say Wolf City, where the black guy got shot a couple years ago. And they'll go in there and be like, well, you guys have a race problem, but we'll make it go away. You just have to turn over like the jurisdiction of your town to us, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that town is then answering to the Justice Department for the next 10 years in exchange for, you know, $10 million a year of funding or whatever, right? So they're able to go into like very white areas and just completely take over the justice system in that area pretty effectively.
Dresden, chat is demanding that Dresden drink more. And they're also claiming that if Dresden gets drunk, he will get on the TRS network.
Cool.
Also, King Porgy says, the earth is round, Dresden. How do you feel
about
that?
Fuck you, cuck. One thing I can't stand is globe cuckery. I'm not doing that. No. No, but you want to talk, we'll talk.
I will agree with my opponent Dresden here. The earth is a Pop-Tart. It is flat and it is hollow. Change my mind. You can't do it, chat. You can't do it.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Okay, so we've established then. So basically, from what I've heard, Bud and Rockman agrees with Dresden that the robocalls are coming from Langley. And he also agrees
a good with portion.
That, no. I don't agree that they're all coming from Langley. Like, if any are, I could see this being a harassment campaign against one guy in particular who's on the
I never said that.
Trying to push him over the edge.
I don't say they were all Langley.
Like every right winger, I don't see getting these in sufficient volume to do anything. It's more, now, if you were to pick like one guy, like a potential school shooter or you know some unstable Q boomer, I could see him getting 500 calls every day for 6 weeks. Leading up to the event they want him to do, right? And just really fucking rattle him. But I get like, what, maybe five or six a day on a bad day? Like, I don't even notice that.
Yeah, but you just said you could see somebody who was unstable getting those calls to make him...
Tone it down
a notch, Beer Queer. Jesus.
It would have to just, be a significant volume of them, sure. Not like five or six that you can ignore. Shit, you go take a shit, you just missed the call on your phone.
They are talking shit about Dresden in the chat really heavily. I think if we're going by the chat, I think Rock and Mud or Mud and Rockman wins. But
well, I don't even know what chat this is. So
Beer Queer has threatened to fuck Dresden's ass, which I don't know. That's degenerate, Beer Queer.
That seems in line with his name, though. I have to say,
it's true.
If Beer Queer is who I think it is. He needs to stop changing his name in chat. Okay, it is. Yeah, all right.
Peter Teft asks, are the robocalls in the room right now, Dresden?
You got to add me that chat.
It's the D-Live chat. Just go to dlive.tv/GordonCall.
I'm supposed to go online and watch a stream that I'm on.
You can just mute the stream. Clearly,
we have found the issue. It's not that he's being stalked by robocalls from Langley. It's that Dresden is at heart a boomer and doesn't understand how a phone works.
Here,
that's
I will
what
now
it is. Like, he looks at a phone and says, "Oh my God, the demon box."
I'm now sharing my screen with you guys so you can just see what the chat says in real time. Because you're all ancient and don't know how to read.
That's rude.
I just ignore chat on principle. I've learned much from Sven. Total contempt.
Oh, okay, good. Liquor hating bitch. That's cold.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna grab more.
I feel like this infight is going to become less about Dresden and Mud Rockman and more just Dresden fighting the chat, which would probably be
more
interesting.
I'm looking forward to this. I like the chat.
All right, bring it.
All right.
How many of you dumb bitches think the worth the earth is round?
I highly recommend Jim Beam Peach Liqueur. It is excellent.
I'm going to go ahead and take another shot of Everclear real quick.
Give me a cheap
I just finished off a thing of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal is fucking great.
Dresden, they're saying you can't drink. How do you feel about this?
I can read. Nigga, I'm like, you have no idea how much I've had to drink because you don't know what it takes to actually get me drunk.
Oh, are you one of those guys that's like, I can drink two cases of beer and be sober? Is that your thing?
No,
officer.
That's
officer.
Beer is for faggots. I'll drink straight vodka. That's usually my go-to. I don't go with Everclear, but 100 proof vodka is nice.
Why don't you go with Everclear? Why are you afraid of the clear?
Well, I just don't have any.
Do they not sell it in whatever gay state you live in?
I don't live in a gay state. I'm not. Whoa! I'm not doxing.
That'd be a very impressive dox. Like, we figured out where we identified this Nazi because he said they don't sell Everclear in his state on a podcast that
you know
people listen to.
You know what? I would give Unicorn Riot that dox. Honestly, if they dox me from something like that, they deserve that one.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Who drinks out of a cup?
Me?
If you don't just drink straight from the bottle, like...
I drink straight from the bottle.
Honestly, I'm a pussy. I have to water it down with ice.
Yeah.
Ice. You know, I love you, Kibaroff.
All right, so
why are all these other guys trying to get me drunk?
Makes for more interesting content.
At
probably.
Some point,
I just want to see the
kind of
show.
Feels weird. All right,
so
now.
Are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking. I've been drinking the whole time. Ever since I was instructed to drink.
So, all right. The calls, where are they originating from? Are they actually from Langley, or are they, like, doing contract work out of Mumbai or something?
Does it matter anymore? I mean, fuck's sake, half the country's Pajits anyway. Half the federal government is non-whites and
you aren't
non-Americans.
Dude, my local area is, like, 90%. It's bad.
How would you even know what country any of this shit's coming from? It's controlled by Israel and the U.S., and that's it. Yes, they are fucking robocalling you. So
right, but from just, where? Like, where are they originating from?
It's hard to say. I mean, it could literally be anywhere because they can just, you know, they can bounce their call off whatever number they want. That's why all my robocalls are local area codes or, when they're really stupid, 800 numbers, or it just comes up and says spam caller.
Yeah. Why would you ask that or think about that?
I don't answer any of them. I'm just wondering why I get so fucking many calls.
Okay, on average, how many you get in a day, a week, and a month?
Depending on the week, I'll go with a week. 40.
Yeah, 40. So that's what? About, I'm not able to do math. Fuck. 40, that's roughly like what, 5 a day-ish?
That's where I was at. This week has been a little bit slow. It's been more like 3 a day. My wife gets a couple, but she doesn't get nearly the number I do.
I don't get that.
Maintains a normie life, like online, so there's less reason.
One, maybe two a day on a bad day. On a bad week, they might all pile up. I might get 3 a day, but really, it's not. Even when it was really bad earlier this year, when we kind of first started arguing about it, it was still only like 3 a day max. Like, are you so unstable that's going to mess you up? Or is that like, what, why is this something you like that bothered you so bad, I guess?
First of all, I resent that. I'm not unstable.
That's a logical fallacy, guy. Where's your study to that?
Right. I
don't know, bro.
I flex
in chat, but.
There's just a noted increase. That's it.
Roughly when did the increase occur? Was it 2016, 2019?
About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
So mid, 2018-ish?
Pretty much right around the time that I started actually voicing these opinions and had, like, all my Facebook accounts shut down one after the other, no matter what precautions I took. Because I just couldn't.
Oh
shut
yeah,
up.
No, bro. I
couldn't shut up about Israel.
Facebook account for some work stuff I have to do, and yeah, I can't get shit. Brand new device, brand new email, all of it like completely clean, never touched the like, virgin Wi-Fi. Got fucking banned within 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then
all right.
Okay, so Peter Taft has a question.
This would have been like a year and a half, 2 years ago. This would have been like right around the time of like the election being in full swing, right?
Hold on. Peter Taft has a question. Do the frequency of robocalls correlate with the amount that you shitpost? Like, if you shitpost more, do you get more robocalls? Like, have you been able to like figure this out?
Well, not anymore because I can't shitpost. Where am I going to go? I can't go anywhere. I've been kicked off of everything. What am I going to go on Instagram? Am I gay? No. So,
well, I mean, I think that has yet to be determined. I mean,
that was not a question for the panel.
You aren't drinking right now, and I feel like that's a sheer sign of homosexuality.
No, if I'm not talking, I'm gay. Like, if I'm talking, I'm gay because I'm not drinking because I'm talking. That's fair.
Well,
okay.
How much alcohol have you consumed since the start of this podcast? Have you consumed any?
Like half a 750. That's only 80 proof.
That's kind of sad. Not really. I'm sorry for the state that you live in. That sounds pretty terrible. That's what you consider drinking. I didn't know that. This is like that time I went to Nebraska and we were going to party and the Nebraskans showed up with a case of Budweiser. And I was like, that's a party to you? That's what you do?
Let me cut them some slack. It's Nebraska, bro.
I felt terrible for them.
Pretty sad. All right. Pretty sad.
So the idea is to not remember any of this. That's what you want me to do?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, it's not a rhetorical question. I really need an answer. I'm supposed to drink so that I literally don't know what happened.
I mean, honestly, that's probably for the best.
Okay.
It's gonna That's be what I'm working on right now.
Mm. All right, so Dresden.
Before we proceed, I just want to say one thing. Yep. I am truly honored to be on this call with people who don't think I drink too much. Thanks. So, cheers to you.
Yeah, cheers.
I don't think it's possible to drink too much in this movement.
This guy gets it.
I won't.
Beer queer, how dare you? Don't make me remove your moderator.
This movement has made me an alcoholic.
I am not a spiritual chug, and I will not accept that in my chat. How dare you?
All right, that's good.
So just because I drink rubbing alcohol out of random containers does not mean just because I drink rubbing alcohol and get casino money does not make me an Indian.
Chat, mm. Drinking rubbing alcohol is called a Mallory Archer. It's a classic cocktail.
Does that work?
No, God, no, Jesus Christ,
Shut up, Mudrock. Yes, Dresden, you should go get a good cup of rubbing alcohol.
Right, I'm gonna mute.
It's called nail polish remover in a lot of places. That's you just really want to knock that shit back.
You can get it a number of places. It's hot stuff. I prefer a good decanter of turpentine. You can get it in a variety of places. It's a hot stuff.
Never gets old.
Is Richard the only homosexual alcoholic? This
it's
is a good
isopropyl
question.
Because it makes you a pro.
Nice.
Well played.
It would be hilarious, Ambrose, if this was in fact the most popular live stream I've ever done, and it wouldn't surprise me either.
What are we at number wise right now?
I have no clue. Who
gives a shit?
Oh, it doesn't tell you? Oh, that's gay.
I would have to look at.
I like the graphic you made, by the way. It's a good graphic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice of you. I'm already giving you more points towards winning this argument just for that.
See, I don't like
why it pays to.
You know what,
boys.
Bro? No, I don't like the graphic at all. I love it.
Oof! Damn it! Outdone. All right, so Dresden, we'll get back to the topic here. Dresden,
definitely.
What? So you're. Let's take you out of the equation, right? We've already established that right players, if you're right, get more robocalls, right? So,
yep.
Ignoring your particular situation for the moment, could you tie this to any like big real world news item events? You know, what might have driven the spike of it, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Well, in my case, it would be that that's when I was really getting booted off everything repeatedly. And I also my OPSEC wasn't exactly great. And I was talking
Wait,
to some
you. Like, your OPSEC wasn't good? I don't believe that.
I know.
Are you saying that you like were just getting drunk and posting
just
like
rage,
WAF and
rage
SS memes on your Facebook?
I don't have to be drunk to do this. It helps, but I don't have to.
Well, this goes back to my original question then. How stable are you? Why would you be a target of this particular campaign?
Well, they only go after people who are dangerous to them. And
so here's my real question. Do the robocallers inhabit your walls at any point? Do you hear them when you're in the shower? What about in your dreams?
Well, yeah. Well, not my dreams, but in the shower, I have a shower speaker because I listen to music while I'm showering because I'm a sophisticated gentleman. And so they're listening to that. And my phone right here, they're listening to. And my computer right here, they're listening to. And I have a MIDI keyboard over here. That's probably being listened to. I have a microphone on my face.
Gordon, did someone ask? I think chat might have asked the question if Dresden noticed an uptick in calls when he shitposts, but he never actually answered it, correct?
Well, he said he cannot shitpost anymore. He is now shitpostless.
Private chat.
No, but definitely. No, definitely. When it first started getting really bad was right when I got into this. That's one of the reasons the reason really that I said this is directed. This is not random. It can't be. It would have to be too much of a coincidence because I only know a certain number of people.
So at its height, what was the number of calls a day you were getting?
Five or six. No, more than that. Probably eight or nine at least. It got really bad. And then it kind of tapered off, but it tapered off to like maybe five It doesn't really go below 5.
I thought it was 3 now, or am I wrong?
I'm not schizophrenic. I'm aware. And you spelled schizophrenic wrong, moron.
I didn't spell schizophrenic. We're
talking not you. I'm talking to the chat. No. They know. He knows who he is.
He's talking to the voices. He's talking to his headmates.
Shut up, what is this chat? Is this chat in the room with us right now, Dresden?
I have like 3 guitars with pickups on them. They're listening to me right now. They're on the wall right there. One of them's black. He's looking at me.
Shit.
This one's got like a cherry sunburst finish, so that one's not bothering me right now. He's more like a sunburned white dude. But then I have... Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, it got worse. There was too much... Look.
There's got to be better like ways of quantifying this, right? Like,
okay, good.
I refuse to believe that they're just spending, 900 man hours a week fully staffing a fucking call center to call, you and 10 other guys just off the clock? And then they only do 5. I mean, granted, Pajit and Black's one of these call centers. I'd 110, expect
120 guys, you know. The robocallers tend to stay on this side of the pool.
Thank you, Raffenstein.
Yes, exactly.
Guys,
I don't know. Like,
it doesn't. First of all, MMT money doesn't matter anymore. Stop thinking it's about money. It's not. But
about money. But there's a better allocation of resources here.
What would it be?
The FBI's full of geniuses. But
what is it?
What with running the Pajits and all that?
Well, what would be their best go? Like, what do they have to go on? There's nothing to do. We don't do anything illegal. We don't do anything illegal ever. We're like the best fucking people in the world.
Drop them into our local area. Try to harass us into doing something. Here's a better idea.
Or they could put out dealers.
Have these Pajits actually like harass us on the calls instead of it just being, hello, my name is Sanjay. I'm calling about your car warranty. Can you please verify the make, model, and number of your car?
And then you say a racial slur and they know that you're a problem.
So. Oh, fuck. Okay, I've definitely done that. I like one of those automated... We're calling about your car warranty, blah, blah, blah.
You goddamn right.
Press 1. And so I press 1, and it's like some sweet old black lady from Atlanta, Georgia. And she's like, oh, sweetie, what's your car number? And I just dropped an N-bomb hard just right then, and she hung up on me. It was great. I didn't get calls after that, which means she put me on a no-call list because she didn't want to hear my shit anymore.
Well, would you want to hear that? I mean, that's...
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, I
already if these people, not fully a human
if these,
being.
If these people were actual feds, they would just amp up the pressure once they knew what you were. Wouldn't they?
That's why it's so brilliant. Is because they don't do that. They only hit you when you're weak.
They disguise.
When your power levels are out, they leave you alone.
They disguise their actions by not doing what they would obviously do if they were feds.
This point, I'm literally spinning on a chair in my room. With a bottle of vodka in my hand.
I've been pacing the 10 feet from my door to my window for the last 20 minutes. I have one of those like orange rubber twist ties from Home Depot, the reusable ones, and I've just been fiddling with it while I'm like pacing and yelling at you. It's great.
So how much meth did you do, Destiny?
Apparently Wyatt wants in the chat for something, so I'm gonna add him to the call real quick. He has something to say.
Oh shit!
If he ever picks up,
I still can't believe Destiny did like meth laced ecstasy and missed his debate with whoever the fuck.
Nigga, really, I was watching.
You really can't believe that? I mean,
I was watching him respond.
He struck me as a meth guy. He struck me as like a weed and I don't know, like Xanax guy.
No, dude, they actually put a picture of what he put online. That's fucking meth. There is no way you think that's ecstasy. It was a rock.
Was he straight smoking? Hold on. Was he straight smoking crystal and just trying to tell it was X?
Oh, yes. That's great. Is it shocking though? Come on.
Destiny getting. He doesn't look like an uppers guy though. He looks like a Xanax and wine guy.
No, maybe he takes like 6 days off between to just drink a lot. And
yeah, I mean, I could see, I don't know, I'm trying to think what's a good lefty who would like look like a meth guy, but I don't know, like, do you remember Tonka Saw from the good old days? Tonka Saw definitely seems like a meth guy.
Hello, this is Michael from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Get out of here!
I want to know we are monitoring this chat. Stop what you are saying, sir.
I have a family.
You're more than call. I am watching. Please do not be doing this Earth is flat thing. This is illegal.
You will we not lie to my children.
Pretend this is
the power of Christ compels you.
Sir, my name is Michael. My name is not Christ.
What is your badge number?
Oh shit!
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know.
Dresden, buddy, why were you yelling? There was who were you yelling at, man?
What the hell?
He's in the what's room. Going on? What are you talking about,
Dresden? Like, why are you talking about, bro? Like your walls?
These are noise canceling headphones.
What the hell, Michael?
Who Michael? Are you yelling about? Who's Michael? Dresden, Michael? What are you?
Bro, you all right, man? You might not need to be drinking so much. Chat, please stop telling him to drink. It's fucking with his head, all right?
Nah, it's just vodka.
Actually, this is a good question. Dresden, would you,
vodka too.
when you are hearing the FBI, like when the FBI is talking to you, how much
you mean
have
when
you
I get
drank?
Spam call?
Yeah, like how much have you drank on average when this has occurred?
God, that's an interesting question, caller. Thank you. What I tend to try to break my drinking up into maximum of 3-day binges. So during those days, I get about 400 calls and they drop off.
Now, here's the real question. At what points are you meeting up with Destiny to do a little ecstasy? And do the calls increase at that point?
I don't do drugs.
Not even when you're hanging out with Destiny? I don't really believe that.
I mean,
bro.
Come on, bro. It's one in Rome. Like when I hang out with Destiny, I won't lie, right? Come on.
All right. I'm going to sound, instead of sounding like a drunk, I'm going to sound like a noob. Like I don't know who that is. Like I've seen his picture once or twice, but.
Good cover.
Dude, I've only ever heard debates with that guy. I've never even seen what he looks like. I'm assuming he looks like Baked Alaska. If I had to choose.
Did you say you got red pilled 2 years ago? You still don't know who Destiny is?
Why the fuck would I look at him? I can listen to him and I'll look at him.
But he's on YouTube. Like his main medium is YouTube.
Oh, that's so you're Destiny listener?
No, fuck no. Jesus.
You're telling me that you know the guy?
I mean, I've just seen him on like.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Fine. You caught me. Jesus. I'm a Patreon supporter.
Fuck. Now I'm out of vodka. Fuck.
They're saying that you're a liar in the chat, Dresden.
I got to restock too. Give me a second.
I don't take Ambrose seriously. Ambrose,
I haven't drunk this much.
Ambrose, are you just
going to
take that or are you going to get in this call?
The fact that he doesn't like me? Yeah, he can jump in and just say that out loud because it's such a mystery.
You know, Ambrose accused me of liking everyone because I'm a Midwesterner, and that's not true. There are people that, you know, annoy me. I'm not going to say I don't like them, but like I don't like everyone. I think that's a blood libel against Midwesterners.
You're kind of a nice guy.
Yeah, but let's be honest here though, Gordon. You're never going to tell them bless your heart to their face though, are you?
Thank you, Ambrose.
Well, I mean, we don't say bless your heart out here, really. So, I mean, probably not.
I'm not trying to change the topic, but doesn't bless your heart just mean fuck you?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. Because I'm Northern.
It was 100%. Funny. This very sweet, normally very sweet old lady I know was pissed off at me. And we were in like a text chain together. She pissed off at me because I wasn't going to get the vaccine or whatever the fuck. And didn't think Corona was much more than a flu. I don't even know if I actually believe any of that. I just thought it was funny and I was joking around with her. Well, she took it very seriously. And in like this church text chain we're in said, and so-and-so, bless his heart, isn't getting the vaccine. Like, God damn, woman, shit. I'm not supposed to say it to my face. Damn.
How dare you? How dare you bless my heart?
Bless my heart to my face.
You whore.
Them's fight words. 80 years old. You weren't 80 years old. I'd be calling your husband out.
I mean, you can say bless your heart, but you have to like give me grits because grits are good. You know, if you're going to say bless your heart, you got to
you got to bring me some decent grits. That's
I've never had grits.
Look, when old. Wait, what the fuck, Gordon? Bro.
Wow. Wow. Seriously?
Never.
No.
It's like, dude, go to a Waffle House near you and order some grits tonight.
Yeah, even those.
The closest Waffle House to where I live is like 12 hours away. I'm not doing that.
Jesus, I have been what kind of goddamn car? No Waffle House?
I have been to Waffle House. It's very good. I do enjoy waffles. I was disappointed because the Waffle House I went to, I expected to have food served by black multi-time felons, but instead it was just old Southern white ladies.
Yeah, but you went there?
You found the one good Waffle House.
I was going to say.
Like, you found the fabled Waffle House we're all looking for.
Exactly. Dude,
every time I go to Waffle House,
I'm going to need the address of that Waffle House right now.
I'm being fed my food by an old black lady with 90 grandchildren.
Because when I walked into the Waffle House, there was a sign saying, like, you cannot wear gang colors, no fighting. Like, all of that. I'm assuming it's like the standard Waffle House, like, warning sign. And I was expecting, good. Tyrone Jamal Jackson DeQuarius is going to be cooking me my waffles and whatever. But then I got in there, and it was just like old Southern white ladies that were really nice. And I was confused.
Okay, all right. Without doxing, what state was this Waffle House in?
Arkansas.
That makes sense. There's no blacks in Arkansas, except in the mountains.
Oh, there's blacks in Arkansas. I was in Little Rock. I made the mistake
Little Rock is
I made the mistake of going to downtown Little Rock because I was like, oh, it's the downtown. So it'll be like this. Because the biggest city I'd been to before was Omaha. And downtown Omaha is a very beautiful place, even though it's full of homosexuals. And I thought, downtown Little Rock will be like the historical part of Little Rock, and that'll be really cool. And then I got out of my pickup and I saw, every phone pole has a sign saying we'll trade EBT for diabetes test strips. And I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, I've been.
And I left.
In the place I live, there's a little downtown section a bit like that. But the hipsters, I have a very hot take on hipsters for you guys. All right, chat, you ready for this? Hipsters are ultimately the shock troopers of the Aryan resistance. Because what they do is they go into these historic black neighborhoods. And by historic, I mean 60 years old because the government moved them in there 60 years ago. And they gentrify the place. And they drive out the black. I nearly said something I wasn't supposed to there. They drive out the black people. And they create a habitable zone. Now, very overpriced, but a habitable zone for the middle-class white man.
This
who can
guy
then
gets
come
it.
In, and then settle his roots in. Problem is, eventually the FBI finds out. And that little geographic spot becomes a hellstorm, according to Dresden anyway.
Yep.
Phone calls.
Yeah. Yeah, they fuck with them.
I didn't expect this invite to go this way. I'm glad that you guys have come together and just become friends.
I kind of like this guy. He's all right.
Yeah, Justin's cool. I like him. Dude, we got to get him. Gordon, you and I got to drink more while he sits in the corner and doesn't drink. Like a weirdo.
A loser, am I right?
I almost did the thing too with the thing. I'm not
Can
gonna
I get
thing.
L's in the chat for Dresden not drinking?
Rip.
Okay, Rip. Now I've done three quarters of a 750. I don't know how much more you want me to do here. I'm sorry I can handle liquor. What do you want me to do?
Three more quarters, at least.
I finished a bottle of rum on this call. Shit.
All right, I got liquor inbound, okay? But that's 100% true. You have – when I don't hate hipsters. Go ahead.
No,
wow, that's gay.
I don't want to be around hipsters.
Fuck you.
Don't get me
go
wrong.
Ahead.
I don't want to be around hipsters. They annoy me, but
they are annoying as fuck.
They have a ranger like resistance to the black person plague, and so they can go in and they can do like the shock trooper shit that my ass could never do. Sadly, you know, I just don't have the stomach for it. My roommate's laughing at me right now because we live in like a heavily black area, but it's a good joke, so I'll go.
Is your roommate black?
I tie in, so close enough.
Oh!
Whoa! Okay, topic change.
You know, actually, this is an off-topic thing, but where I'm from, you know,
I'm basically Croatian. You don't get to call me black.
Well, the Dakotas, we have nothing but Germans, Norwegians, and like some Irish, right? And so I'm not used to dark, complected whites. And anytime I go out east and I see Italians, I am very confused because I peg them as Mexican.
You peg them?
Yes, I peg the Italians. That was the correct Ow. Wording here.
But that seems a little gay, bro. I won't lie.
Yeah, I know, right? But no, like I always forget that they are just Italian, and I'm always confused and like, who the fuck let the Mexican into the party? I'm like, oh wait, never mind. They have Italians here.
No, I'm like 50 something percent Italian. I'm over 50, and I can't tan, and I'm fine with that.
That's probably a good thing. Yeah,
well, you don't tan because you're black.
In my area,
black don't crack, as they say.
Wow, Hispanics.
This guy
and more than a few of them are like friendly to our views and whatnot. And so periodically, if we're having like a big party, I'll invite a few of them who I know are cool and know the guys, and we'll have a good time. But it's funny because every time
Dresden has no roomies, Wyatt. I don't have any roomies. I have a bunch of kids and a gorgeous wife. I don't have any roommates.
The Mexicans always arrive late. Right. And so like we're all like slightly tipsy at like 10 at night, and the Mexicans show up and they're like yelling in Spanish and having a good time. And they're usually pretty tipsy. And there's always some like good natured, like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? You know what kind of party this is, bro? Always a good time.
I gotta like I don't. OK, I'm I don't care if this is popular. I have a problem with a certain group of people. They make everything shitty. And there are other groups of people that make things not quite as shitty that I don't have as much of a problem with. And
the telemarketers, is that the people group?
Yes. The telemarketers are a fucking problem. And they tend to wear like Jordans. But the point is, I'm just saying, I believe in the same things we all do. So I'm just going to leave it right there. But there's a certain, I was talking to my wife about this earlier. There's a certain group that are the problem. And if you get rid of that problem, there's a lot of room where we could actually like make things work somewhat, as far as like, as long as there's some separation and we keep things, you know, peaceful. But it's just, I can't, I don't know. Like I have a really big problem with one group. And when I see them at the grocery store, I don't want to buy
the
food.
Amish. Is it the Amish?
Let's go have the Amish.
The anti-white motherfucker.
Yeah, it's the Amish.
Yeah, it's fair.
When the Amish are like blasting gangster rap in the parking lot of my grocery store, I want to redact it.
I'm Dresden's roommate. What's going on, boy?
Get my shit out!
Dresden full of shit. He full black. He black power man like me. We form black power.
She talked about this. That's
right.
All you had to say, nigga.
That's right.
I'm doing my thing right now. I sent it back over
there. Oh,
shit. Uhuru, my brothers.
Sorry, guys. It was a little odd moment.
Got no laundry. Shit, man.
This you do the laundry on Fridays, and I do the laundry on Tuesdays, and we talked about that.
It's okay, guys. Everything's fine.
Let John Fashcroft onto the call.
It was a joke, buddy. We were just joking a little bit about.
Bro, like, who are you yelling at, man? These voices in your head are getting bad, bro.
Oh, everything's fine.
If you talk to like a professional about this, I hear there's some great shrinks in Langley, Virginia. You could talk to, bro.
They're all Jewish.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm just saying they're the best. Israel That's what I mean gross. Is they're the best shrinks, is what I'm saying.
This is true. I mean, they invented the field of psychology. Who? Why would you not want to have one of them treated you? Really?
Exactly.
Chat, fact check me on that.
Mm.
Did they not invent the field of psychology?
No. Crypto, you got a problem, bro. Who are my Italian brothers? No, I am Northern Italian, a little bit around 50% ish. We're like on the continent. There are Italians who are European, 100%.
Continent of Africa? Is that the continent you're talking about?
Get back in your room!
Basically Croatian, but not actually Croatian.
You said you were like more than 50% Italian, bro.
We're noticing a lot of discrepancies in your story. You know, first you claim you have a wife, it's a bedding a bunch
call.
Of kids.
We're gonna do a bedding call now.
You claim that call. Your wife is beautiful, but then we hear the voice of the person that lives with you, and it is in fact a black man.
It's my wife.
You claim that.
Is your wife Mrs. Venture or Mrs. What fuck? What's the guy from Venture?
Doctor Girlfriend.
Doctor Girlfriend.
Need to decide,
Mrs.
You have to decide what your joke is before you make the joke. That's a rule.
That's true. Right, that was definitely an L. Yeah, that goes in fair. The L column.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. All right. Points deducted from me.
Go ahead,
dude. They canceled Venture Bros. They're not doing it.
Ice. What are you doing?
Drinking, man. I'm like ice. Three mugs. I'm three mugs of rum deep right now. Holy shit, dude.
I have an empty bottle of vodka right here. And my wife, who is a female who had four children, is going
with the voice of a black man. Is that correct?
Hey, yo, hold up. I am his wife. You got a problem with that, Crackle? Yeah, we got four children. You got a problem with that?
And now the robocalls are listening to you have a problem with that. And they're coming to your house. So
right, we're going to take this out in the streets.
Right. I am
nice
and toasted right now.
You better post up.
This is back. Please. You couldn't post up on me if you wanted to.
You got it, babe. Nail him.
Now, tell me, Mrs. Doctor the Monarch, Dresden, are you biologically female or were these children adopted?
What am I allowed to say on DLive?
Word,
I'm good.
Don't use slurs, please. Be as creative as possible. For example, like you know,
I got
Residents of Boogie Town is a fun one.
Resident of Boogie Town, I like that.
Resident. Yeah.
Can I reference the classic Key and Peele skit Negro Town? Is that something I can reference or no?
Probably. I mean, Negro is just Spanish for black, right? I mean,
one of
it's
six.
True. That's all I mean. I like my funny. Favorite crayon as a kid was the Negro crayon. My parents hated when I said that. But I found it very funny.
Your parents were cool.
The prank was very funny.
I personally don't see the non-humor in it.
No, it's great.
But apparently yelling, "Teacher, can you hand me the Negro crayon?" in Sunday school was frowned upon. So I don't
just
know,
say
bro.
Hand me the Negro.
Don't say crayon. Exactly. I mean, you don't need to say crayon. It's implied because I'm holding a box of crayons. Six-year-old me was very confused in race relations after that. Are we not cool with black people? Why can't you call them Negroes? I don't understand.
I'm actually not that cool.
Well, you see,
we already knew that. I mean, you didn't have to say it outright. Like, we kind of figured that already.
I'm really upset. You nailed me on that. Yeah.
Fuck.
You probably wish I nailed you, queer. Jeez.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, hold on. Let's just okay. Here. By Gordon's own admission, he's the one who has to do the nailing, given all the pegging.
Well, now that I'm... what's 3/4 of 750?
You expect me to do math?
I ain't doing that. No. Rock, you got to do math. What's right, 3/4 of 750?
Chat, get ready for a lesson on fractions. That I don't remember. All right.
3/4 of 750 is fucking hard math, dude.
We'll do this out of 1 liter. That's what? 4 times 3, it's not gonna work. Fuck. All right, hang on. I'm grabbing paper. Shit. All right, fuck you guys. It's 3/4 divided by.
I just coughed Everclear out of my
not
nose.
Fucking anybody.
Oh man.
But you should be able to multiply those. All right, you've drunk a lot. All right, that's the answer.
I've
drunk a significant amount.
Okay, who's playing the piano?
Who's fucking playing music?
I have music stuff in here.
Based. Hold on. Oh, fuck. I'm a retard. Yeah, I've got my phone with me. I just do the math on that.
I did 2 chords. That was amazing, considering that I can't even see the microphone.
There was 2 good chords. That's solid shit. One. You've drunk one is the answer.
I've drunk one what?
I don't know. But calculator told me that 0.75 divided by 0.75 is one. I'm going to wake up tomorrow with a hangover and realize I'm a retard because I fucked that up somehow. But drunk me has no idea how to divide fractions. All right? Fuck you guys.
Nobody does. It's America, bro. Nobody knows how to do math here.
Bro, one of my guys down in the city I can't name because I don't want to dox myself or him. He's like a semi – is a pretty cool artist. He's a cool guy, right? And he was sending me – or, like, the whole chat, rather, links – to, like, Russian, like, middle school art classes. Bro, like, the Russians have some insane artists. Like, they're like, mid-level, like...
Keep talking.
Your mediocre shit is basically, like, college-level stuff for us, right? In fact, the guy who was presenting this stuff is a Russian guy. And he was basically saying that all the graduates of Western art schools are shit compared to, you know, high school artists in Russia because of how intense their training is. All I'm saying is, the communist bloc probably turned out a better class of people.
Okay, turn the piano down a little bit because we can't hear him over it.
Sorry, man, I can't hear the mix.
All I'm saying is, I'm not a.
You're the producer.
But if I had to go through communism versus capitalism, it seems like communism has turned out a better class of people. Capitalism has. Pretty much. Like, okay, either I starve or my son gets his penis cut off. Well, that's not a hard decision, is it?
Well, I got pets. I got rabbits in the garage. I got rabbits in the backyard. Yo, if you guys are thinking about rabbits, that's a problem. Rabbits are a fucking problem. I'm going to change the topic. You start out with like four rabbits, and you end up with like 75 fucking rabbits. It's insane.
Wild rabbits are caged rabbits, bro.
Caged rabbits. They're insane. They are like, they don't stop. They just keep making rabbits. It's insane. I had to move like, there's a thing out back now that has rabbits. There's a thing in my garage with rabbits.
Have you ever considered, my friend, have you ever considered that the feds might be putting more baby rabbits in your hutches to fuck
with? Absolutely! That is what's happening! And my cameras on the outside of my house.
There are breeding hutches.
Cough. Hello. Hello?
You guy, go ahead.
Hello? Oh, hey, it's Ambrose. How are you guys doing?
What's up, bro?
God, I'm doing so good.
So rabbits now, huh?
So many rabbits. And they're not like, they're not the big beefy rabbits you eat. They're the
federal government is impregnating my rabbits. And it needs to stop. Rabbits.
This sounds more like a Rule 34.
This guy gets it.
Thing than anything else. Are you naming these rabbits? You have 74 named rabbits in your backyard.
No, you don't name them.
Do you eat them? Do you eat the rabbits?
If you name the rabbits, you get attached.
You name. God damn it! Every joke! They get every joke way before I do the joke!
Okay, now someone's taking a piss into the mic, apparently.
Oh, that's perfect.
Ambrose, baby, come back to bed.
Good luck. You're going to hate me in the morning.
Took a shit before I came.
Suspect is engaging on a Skype call as we speak. Over. Suspect is gay and retarded and doesn't drink enough. Over.
Suspect is holding his liquor right now.
Suspect is unable to hold his liquor, and he's also lying about how much he drank.
What?
Suspect is autistically measuring his intake in milliliters as we speak. Over.
Is that my acoustic guitar?
Suspect is just like this. There's no alcohol.
Suspect hasn't had a drop to drink since he joined AA 5 years ago.
Suspect is Suspect is slightly less socially inept when intoxicated. Over.
Hey, Dresden. Are Gordon and I feds? Is this part of a giant fed plot to enrage you to the point of doing something fed boastworthy?
Of course.
I can believe that I was a fed, to be honest.
You know, my biggest problem is
Gordon, Shut up, Dresden.
Shut up.
I'm not talking.
Gordon, you're what we call... Gordon, you're actually well-fed. He's fat, folks.
Can we go back to the police thing again?
Yeah, let's go back to this.
Suspect is my fucking rabbits in his garage right now.
We're going to have to bring in the helicopter.
Wait. Suspect has rabbits or is fucking rabbits?
I heard suspect is fucking rabbits.
Yeah, I heard fucking rabbits.
That's what I heard that.
Justin, what the fuck are you doing to these poor rabbits?
How am I going to fuck all these
rabbits? Look, guys.
Suspect is asking how he's going to fuck all these rabbits.
What the fuck is on this call? Is that Ambrose?
Suspect pouring over his
deck. Be careful with names.
Oh.
Officer,
that was fine. It's the other one.
How much KY have you guys spotted being delivered to this guy's address?
Do the joke again. Nobody heard the joke.
I said, no, we heard the joke.
Officer, how much KY have you guys spotted being delivered to this guy's address?
Yeah, they heard the joke. KY. It just wasn't a thing. Okay, well.
Suspect is going to drive.
God damn! Shit.
Bring the helicopters in. We're gonna need the searchlight to find the suspect.
Never mind the rabbits.
Hey, everyone, shut up and let us be funny now. Okay, we're on the show.
We're here. We're to clean up your mess. The show is finally good. Just shut the fuck up for 2 seconds.
It's just rude. All right. It's just.
I thought they did a good job. They were doing a good job.
I can host anytime you want.
We're going to need the searchlight to find the suspect's penis.
I did not realize we had 3 federal investigators on this call.
Shut up, Michael! God damn it! Get off my call!
I'm from the NSA. That stands for No Sex Allowed, folks. I'm not married yet. We're waiting for the right girl.
I consent. I consent. Isn't there somebody you forgot to ask? It's just an NSA agent
with his arms folded. Yeah. Yeah. Sex is gross. That's why I like it.
Sex outside of marriage, solely for the purpose of procreation. Yikes,
my dick
man.
Is getting hard right now. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Suspect is asking a group of men to imagine having sex.
Wait, shit, am I the suspect now? Fuck. Dresden, I'm with you, buddy. Dresden, I'm with you.
What?
Wow, this devolved into a shit show almost immediately.
I have 35 kids. I know about sex. They're all different colors, but
are those rabbit
I think
kids
they're all
or those
mine.
Kid kids.
Human kids, most of them human kids. Some of them.
Okay.
The suspect is rabbit human hybrid kids.
Do you have any like 19-year-old?
I'm very virile.
Do you have any single 19-year-old rabbit human girls that I can get my anime fantasies off with or no?
I was just going to say that. Do you have any 19-year-old daughters with rabbit ears?
Suspect is the father of Lola Bunny.
Bunny.
Bro, I am a very eligible, somewhat wealthy, and by that I mean not wealthy at all, white bachelor. I could get off with your daughter pretty well.
How old are you?
Old enough.
How old are you, bitch?
Old enough to park.
Like 35.
No, you're out. King Porgy, I do not fuck rabbits, but...
Suspect fucked rabbits. Big time.
I stopped right there. I stopped the word, but...
Yeah. All right. They're in my goddamn wall!
Suspect is punching holes in this drywall.
Resident buddy, like, you're going to have to pay for more drywall. Who are you yelling at, man?
What?
You okay, man? You take your meds today or no?
Suspect is out of his goddamn mind. Suspect is receiving phone calls.
Roger that, Ambrose. I'm currently in the bushes outside the suspect's house watching him do pee-pees and poo-poos.
The suspect is currently answering a random
phone call. How do they know I do the pee-pees?
Dresden, buddy, do you have like a fucking window in your bathroom, man? What the hell?
This is what I love about white nationalism. We will
go
from.
I have a bathroom.
On the one side, we will go, man, Jews are terrible because all they like is potty humor and disgusting, like transgressive stuff. And then on our own shows, it's like, suspect is doing pee pee and poo poo.
Suspect.
Like we ever claim to be better than them. We just claim we don't like them.
Just called me a Jew.
Okay. Full disclosure, I did do a pee pee and poo poo.
Gordon calls a son of a bitch and just called me a joke.
Gordon's a very nice boy.
Oh, God.
This is 4Action News. Standing outside the house of one Mr. Dresden, we have police reports reporting that he has exactly 75 rabbits kept in cages that he is frequently sex with. We're going live to talk to some of his neighbors and see if they have heard any of the rabbits screaming.
Some of these rabbits got human arms. I'm just trying to say.
Shit.
My name's human face and he got human arms. I'm just saying. What the fuck?
My name's Jamal, and I've been seeing these rabbits, man. Like, they be blown out. They whistle when they walk. It is.
I moved here. I moved here like 2 months ago, and he fucking rabbits all day.
Is it true that some of the rabbits escaped into the ecosystem and now they are actually having sex with the other rabbits and causing weird mutations?
Yeah, they have very powerful arms and they hold down the rabbits and take care of business.
Well, as you can see, Tom, this is no hopping matter. Back to you.
Hey, reporter, are you able to interview one of the rabbits? Is that possible?
I think we have a little bit of time here. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Hopsy. I think is your name. Is that how you spell it? Hopsy?
I'm a local rabbit. My father is indeed Mr. Dresden. I can tell you for a certainty that he is a good man who did do nothing. All right? You know, you guys are harassing a good man who did do nothing. He was just
get back in that garage right now! Oh, God, you ain't telling anyone nothing!
And I understand that you have 16 brothers and sisters.
You ain't no cabbage
now! Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what?
I understand you have 16 brothers and sisters just from your mother alone. Is that correct?
Daddy, my beat me.
Actually, I have two brothers and one sister. Oh, what? You're asking my son.
You got to
Yeah, I'm asking your son.
Boy. I'm going back in the garage. Shit.
Goddamn right you will.
Can we get back to interviewing the rabbits? I feel like that was probably the best content we had.
Yeah, you do it. They know when to shut that fucking mouth. Tell them.
Daddy's good boy. He didn't do nothing. Daddy's good boy. He didn't do nothing.
Okay. So
Dresden.
They know how to shut up, my boys.
These are your like children, these rabbits. Is that what you're saying, bro? Or what they're saying, I guess.
Look, guys, I have a lot of kids, but these rabbits that claim they're human that's not a thing.
They're speaking English, man. I mean, come on.
Their very human faces are not any indication that I am doing something to rabbits. It's that they're in my garage, but that doesn't mean that I'm like taking care of the rabbit's needs. That's ridiculous. So,
I can't wait for the Daily Beast article about this podcast. White nationalists are sexually abusing rabbits, and it's terrifying.
How many kids do you have?
Shit posting. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh pretty goddamn hard.
Isn't having like, how many kids is a lot of kids? Like for a human. I'm not trying to tell you. Go back to the rabbit.
Six or seven, I think, is probably a large number compared to like modern whatever.
Okay, so in addition to my opponent and the host agreeing with me, basically, about Fed robocalling.
I was actually on your side from the start, to be honest.
I love you. The point is that The point is that in addition to that, you're telling me that my child number is fucking champ.
What's your actual like human child number, not counting the rabbit offspring?
rabbit offspring.
What? I think baby rabbits are called leverets.
Is that what they're called? I never knew that. So. I
only have 16 leverets.
That's just me.
Nah, I got 6 humans.
That's a good number. So my I'm the oldest of 6 myself, and it took my parents, 25 years to reach that.
Nah, I banged that out in 12.
God damn, my dude. Well done.
Yeah, my balls are spectacular. The point is...
What the fuck?
The point is... And now I'm just trying to, like... I don't know who's listening to... I'm looking at the chat. I'm not seeing a certain name here. But I'm trying to now move on next level. And...
So what's next level for you, man?
That's my eldest daughter. Oh, wait. No, I said 12.
12 years, yeah.
Nigga... I'm freaking retarded. 18 years.
We know.
Well, it's actually 16 years. Thank you, sweetie. It's actually 16 years because my oldest...
It's your poor wife in the room.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I never said it was one wife.
Your husband is a nice man.
I never said it was one wife. But
oh, shit. Based in Mormonville, yes. 16, take the Mormonville.
It was 16 years. Your brother. It was 16 years. And my oldest is 18, my youngest is 2. And my oldest, I'm trying to, like, push her off, be like, you.
So, like, bro, what if I was lying about my age earlier? What if I'm, 22?
How old?
22-ish.
You're in.
Oh, shit. Oh, let's talk when I'm not drunk, all right?
Nah, we'll it's keep too this late.
Offline.
It's too damn. Late. It's too late, bro.
All right, how many goats do you want? That's the
apparently
we're,
what
we're
I,
going Taliban about this motherfucker.
Bro, what I did apparently was pick like the guy. And I'm trying to like shove my daughter towards him.
Pick the guy in what context?
The guy.
The guy like, for your daughter.
If you have an 18-year-old daughter, this is the guy that you'd actually want to push her towards.
Got it. Okay. Who is that
guy? So I don't know if I want to say Jacob. Should I say that? I'm not going to say
it. Nah. But like, you should definitely push him towards her or her towards him.
Dennis is a great guy. Look, Matthew's a great guy. Right, Timothy cool. is one of the best guys I've ever known.
What the fuck are we even talking about right now?
Matthew deserved my daughter. No, I'm saying you get to a certain point in your life.
People's names, if these are real people, like, I don't know what you're fucking on about.
Of course they're not real names. Bro,
okay, well, I believe
who the fuck is named Michael? That's my real name.
Guys,
get the poster.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the floor if I can for a second. Do you really think that someone who thinks? Did you say go?
I said please don't.
How about if you shut the fuck up for a second?
How about you shut the fuck up for a second?
No,
hey, that's not very nice. Can't we be nice to each other?
Just stop for a second. Listen, I promise it'll make peace here. Just shut up. Listen, do you really think that someone who thinks the government is spam calling
on the internet? Did I use people to? Yeah, that's good.
Do you think somebody who thinks the government is robocalling you is going to actually like real name somebody?
I think you can use someone you're drunk.
No, of course not, dude. It doesn't matter if I'm drunk.
Dresden
of course, I'm not going to fucking do that. About? I'm not stupid. I'm just.
Dresden isn't drinking. Are you kidding? Jesus.
No.
Dresden hasn't drank since 1997.
It's true. It's so true.
95.
And I have had way too much to drink, as it is right now.
But no, I wasn't trying to be insulting, just so we're clear on that. I was just saying, like, stop. I'm not... If I think that the government's listening to, like, making robocalls, I'm not gonna actually, like, name people. Come on! Everybody as hell.
Yeah, you're right. I would never think you're that stupid. I'm sorry.
Oof. Is this Ambrose? Is that who's shitposting right now? Rude, man. Rude.
I'm looking at the chat. Jack, the intern. Is it flat and domed or not?
Jack, the intern. Are you actually in the chat right now?
Looks like it.
Yeah, bro.
That's my guy. He knows it's flat and don't.
Dogbot, if you're listening, my dude.
They're all guys. They're all guys.
They're all guys. Even Dogbot is a dude, which I did not expect. I'll be very honest. That's a lie. I didn't expect that. But
and no, Dogbot's trans. I confirmed it.
Dogbot is trans.
Yeah, he's trans. What? You have to respect the pronouns.
Okay, Dogbot, I did not expect she to be a guy. All right, fair enough, fair enough.
Thank you, Jack.
So, Dresden, have we satisfied your issue, or are you still convinced that these are all federal telemarketers?
I'm never satisfied.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
I am relentless. Obviously, some of these guys are just selling warranties. But generally speaking, eh. What?
Okay, so, yeah, I expected like 30 to 45 minutes of arguing about a specific topic, and we instead got whatever the fuck this was. I want to thank.
Do round two. I'm down for round two.
I'm up for round five.
Shit.
You made me drink like 3/4 of a bottle of vodka.
Wait, I thought it was
3/4 of 750 milliliters. Let's not forget.
I didn't say a handle. I said a bottle.
Do not forget the 75.
Never forget the 3/4.
Forget the 750,000 ounces.
Let's see. Let's see. So in the chat, if you believe that the FBI is sending people is sending white nationalist robocalls as a demoralization tactic, press one in the chat. If you believe that Dresden is a schizo, press 2 in the chat.
They're going to be dicks. I know they're going to be dicks.
Peter Teff says FBI is sending. Oh, we're going to. Okay.
Fuck you. Thank you. Shit. Yes. Thank you. Fuck you.
A lot of people are doing one.
I'm seeing a lot of twos, bro.
I'm seeing a lot of ones and twos.
People are literally.
Press 3 if you think Dresden is a rabbit fucker.
Wait, which one is
good?
Oh,
good point. Yeah, good
God
point.
Damn it. Which one is good for me? What happened?
One of both, though.
One. I think only one is good for
Jack
you.
Jack the intern. I agree, my dude.
Shit.
Press 3 if you think rabbits.
Well, he admitted to fucking rabbits. I don't think that's in dispute. I think.
Whoa, pump the brakes! I didn't say.
You didn't say what?
What? That's pretty judgmental. I didn't say I actually fuck rabbits.
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying if you think that's what he does without 100% confidence, press 3.
Who am I talking to right now?
Oh, this is Sam Press.
Okay, well, how many kids do you have?
7.
Shit!
Yeah.
You 7 kids, bro.
None of them rabbits.
Jack the intern says you could say Dresden really went down the rabbit hole.
Oh!
Whoa!
All right, Gordon, buddy. We need a decision. Who won the debate that wasn't really had?
I think it's clear that Dresden won the debate.
Oof. I honestly, here's the problem.
Suspect lost the debate.
I already agreed with Dresden, so I don't know if I can be a good arbiter of that because I agreed with him from the outset.
I'll be completely honest, Jack. I kind of agreed with Dresden too. I think that it could be more targeted, but I do think generally he's on the right track.
Press 2 if you think Dresden is fucking the rabbits and that's why the government's after him.
Why would
That's an excellent point. Is Dresden fucking his rabbits? If so, Can we start an F in chat for the rabbits chat?
Wow. Guys.
That's R on. For rabbit.
That's
or B for bunny.
Rabbit arms. Yes. I expect to see rabbit arms and all the.
No, really, guys. Chat. Come on.
This has been ridiculous. thank you guys for coming on.
You're winding it down. We have the most views we've had for the entire stream.
I mean, I have no issue with continuing, but I think somebody wanted to leave.
What do you want
to
do?
I'll keep going. I'm down.
Well, I mean, don't you have something you got to go do? I thought you had something at like.
I did, but I have not heard from the guys, so we're all good.
Oh, well then.
Hey, chat. I want to see a Gordon Tower.
I will order some food.
That's awesome.
I'm going to order some food, though.
I will say, though, I would like to do this has been really fun, and I do enjoy this. I would like to do more Infight tonight. So if anybody has a topic, I would prefer if it's not like a serious Infight. Because I don't want to like.
No, infighting is gay. Funny infighting is not.
Yeah, like if you want to have an argument.
They did the Gordon Tower.
Can just, oh, cool. Was anything thanks, about
hey,
this
hey,
serious?
Hey. No end towers, please.
No.
The guys, Morgan? they will ban the chat if you do end towers in
thank
the chat.
You,
so
Bear.
Please don't.
Here, sorry.
The chat has descended into random letters.
Gordon
N-I-T-T-E-R
N-I-N-I-G-G-G-A
That spells Chad, you're sounding as schizo as Dresden did at the start of this right now. Shit.
I'm very based.
Gordon, plug your shit.
Okay, so yeah, this has been Infight Tonight.
I didn't say that we're leaving. I just said plug your shit, Gordon. I'm in charge of the stream, okay?
Oh, my apologies. Also, Peter Teft apparently wants to infight somebody about fossil fuels.
Which side is he taking?
Sounds exciting.
Which side is he taking, Gordon?
Wait, so you want me to plug stuff but not end the show? Why would I plug things?
Just plug things all the time. That's how you do it.
Which side
you plug
fossil
here,
fuels
plug
is he
there.
Taking? Is he taking the alternative energy side or the fossil fuel side?
He says fossil fuel sucks.
Oh, well, fuck that guy.
I love fossil fuels.
My
fossil
favorite
fuels. Great.
Delicious.
You know, as apparently I'm a spiritual chug, according to Beer Queer, which I don't appreciate, but correct. If that's the case, I must also drink ethanol, so.
Yeah.
Implying I don't.
I was going to say we should have Rand on, but apparently if Randbot comes on your DLive show, it just gets canceled. Just because.
Yeah, he is explicitly banned from DLive forever because of shenanigans that he performed.
Fuck, he's cool.
I wanted to get this on Odyssey, but I'm too much of a boomer to understand how to enable live streaming on there. Apparently you have to buy like cryptocurrency.
Clown makeup.
And I don't know how to do that. And I tried to figure it out, and after about 45 minutes, I just decided I was too retarded.
You couldn't figure out how to buy crypto.
No. Really?
Dude, DM.
Anyone who buys cryptocurrency gets stuffed in lockers.
Bro, I got you, bro. I can.
I'm
I can
almost back to breaking even on crypto. I'm almost there.
Even right now. Goddamn, Link Marines, Sigma, not Sigma Phi.
This guy's badass. Semperfy.
Link Marines, all right? Link Marines. Do shout it. Out in chat for anyone who holds Link, right?
Okay. So, this is Infight Tonight. You can find it on Americanner.org when and if I post it.
Gordon.
I know we're not ending. You told me to plug it. You told me to plug. And then when I try to plug things, you yell at me.
All right. Gordon.
Plug your shit. Gordon. Holy shit, man.
Gordon, do your
rude.
Plugs.
Rude. Well.
Find Gordon at Americanner.org. It's a great website. You can also find Les there. Dresden, he's nowhere.
Nowhere.
I don't know where Stick and Mud guy are or is.
No, nowhere.
Shout out Morocco.
Unlike Gordon, not gay.
Shout out Morocco. Shout out Mr. Bond. Shout out TRS and JP.
Free my nigga Bond, all right?
Free the nigga Mr. Bond. That's right.
Just give you outro music.
Dresden, how long have you been playing piano for?
like 2 minutes on this cast.
Yeah. No, I mean in general. How long?
I'm a guitarist, man. Like I know like three chords. It's this one. This one. And this one. It's a mess.
I don't know which person is saying they're too drunk in the chat, but I think we've done fine. Because the problem is, like, half of you have, like, these long strings of numbers and letters as your names, so I don't know who's who in the Skype chat.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
This one's me.
That's helpful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries.
I think that this was a great opening episode for Infight Tonight. Like I said, if anybody wants to come on to Infight about anything, you just have to let me know. I'm also still waiting for somebody from Wisconsin and somebody from Michigan to come on Achtung Amerikaner next week.
So aren't far, both the same state?
What the fuck, guys? Come on.
So far, I've gotten two volunteers from Ohio. And if Michigan and Wisconsin don't pick up some slack, you're going to have two.
One.
Yeah, but no one cares.
Right.
Ohio.
Say again, Ambrose.
I said just Ohio just wins. Just have Ohio people on.
Yeah, apparently that's going to be what happens. It's going to be two Dakotans and two Ohioans determining the fate of the subject that we're going to talk about. So maybe think about that, Michigan and Wisconsin. Think about your poor behavior and what you've done to deserve the street.
They're basically Canadians. They don't count.
My brother-in-law went to Wisconsin, and he said it was fucking amazing. And you guys aren't even standing up. That's wrong.
Sad.
He said the food was amazing. The people were great.
Sad, frankly.
Sad exclamation point.
I've been to Wisconsin, and it was horrible.
You are not my brother-in-law.
Pisco.
Does Delaware exist? This is a good question from Jack. Is Delaware real?
You should have Jack what? On. He's a fucking clout hound.
Well, if Jack would, you know, it's funny because Jack was like, hey, you should come on Ascending the Spectrum. And I was like, okay, I'm free on Monday. He said, okay, cool. And he added me to their prep chat and then they didn't do a show. But, you know, that's fair because the Les guys have recorded with me twice and never published anything. So that makes sense.
At least we get you on twice. I know you were on an earlier episode after.
Yeah, Yeah. I recorded another one that never got on, too. I get that I'm not funny, but I mean, you know, you could just tell me that instead of stringing me along.
Kinda Don Miguel Sriracha.
No one has been on.
Ohio is like Tartaria. It never existed except as a region of darkness.
Tartaria existed, my friend.
You're goddamn right it did.
That is rude. I will not stand anti-Tartarian slander, frankly.
Who's talking?
Rock and Mud Man.
We are brothers for life.
Hell yeah, brother. See Heil.
Big fucking Heil.
Damn right. Hail victory, brother.
Hail fucking victory.
Damn right. Tartaria forever, boys. Chat, I appreciate it. It's been fun.
Love you guys.
Okay. All right. So I guess I guess they're leaving. I think they left.
Both of them?
I'm still here. I'm just shitposting.
Oh, damn it.
I won't stop until I'm forced to stop.
Dresden, I enjoyed this. Thank you very much. Nah, Gordon, appreciate you hosting.
Hey, no problem, man. Awesome. This was ridiculous, but I'm glad we did it. I had a lot of fun with this.
It was a good time, guys. I've never been this drunk. I really appreciate it.
Look, unless I'm seeing people in the chat complaining, unless people want to argue about something, there's nothing else to do on Infight Tonight because that's what the show is about.
I'm good.
I've made my case. Dresden has made his case. I'm good. Let the audience decide.
They're fucking watching you.
Yeah, you know, DLive really needs to step up its game and actually get polls in the chat. I don't know why they haven't done that yet, but it's sad and pathetic.
Chat, press 1 if you thought this was fun. Press 2 if Dresden is probably right, but I won't admit it.
Just press 1. Please, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm suggesting. Just
great shit. Great shit.
I enjoyed it. And Ambrose and others who played the cops, I was having a good time.
Played the cops?
Excuse me.
Ambrose is a cop.
Officers and law enforcement. Thank you, guys.
God damn it!
I would just like to say, I'd like to thank the FBI for my liquor budget for tonight. It was not cheap, and they funded the whole thing.
All right. This has been Infight Tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. We might do another one. I will also be publishing an episode of Aktung Amerikaner tonight. And
Listen to Aktung Amerikaner, not this crap.
And we will see you all next week, probably with just Ohioans, because Michigan and Wisconsin is full of cowards. That's right, I said it.
Bitches.
Damn.
All right, I'm going to close out the stream. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, Gordon.